Welcome to another Sunday show with Neil DeVere, this news favorite, and of course, the president of the United Independent Movement. Morning, Neil.
Yeah, Chris, a very good morning for me. You can see, obviously, I'm not at my same place. I'm at a beautiful place in near Mossel Bay called Dunabay, in a guest house. Listen to this, Chris. Bokmakiri Gasthuis. Owned Bokmakiri. Owned by a beautiful couple, Ria and Chris. Came here for a couple of meetings. But Chris, want to tell you once again, if you look at Mossel Bay and Hartenbos and the period I was here, again reiterating what a beautiful country we have, that we don't have to go overseas to see the most beautiful, stunning piece of earth, but we just need to change that bloody management. So, I've been here a couple of days, received so much love. And Chris, Biz News, the Chris and Neil show, very well known in this part of the world. So, blessings to everybody from this area. And a big week passed. Let's take it on, Chris.
Talk about going overseas. Shall we start with the groot trek to America?
Chris, the narrative this week, obviously we have been bombarded again with the groupings of delegations, everybody except government going to the United States of America, because seemingly hulle wil hulle nie daarheen. So, Chris, we have moved into an era of a grouping of words, names, that when you say it, it is absolutely sparking something in our heritage that we are looking at in a Neanderthal way. I'm going to give you those words. Afriforum. Solidariteit. Solidariteitbeweging. Kali Kriel, Ernst Roots, Urania, the sparking of the Voortrekker Monument, Steve Hofmeyr in his stem. And when you say all of these words, Chris, in one sentence, you are getting a sense that there is a massive scenario of a sense of Afrikanerism, Afrikanerdom, Afrikanership in this country that has gone over to 16 wheel, that has gone over to turbocharge. And we have seen now this week the absolute onslaught on Solidariteit and AfriForum in the United States, seeing people on Capitol Hill reporting what they are reporting, and then this flurry of attack from South Africa saying, well, it's treason, and they should be charged with treason and take responsibility now for the cancellation of America for ARV and HIV tablets for the people that are now going to die. And that was now humped onto that conclave on saying, but you are the cause of that. And now the latest, Chris, is that we now hear that it's not just South Africa and the Afrikaners that are waiting for the imminent return of this delegation to America, but Minister Mchunu, who now got involved 2 days ago and said that he is also counting the minutes, waiting for this delegation, he names them, AfriForum, to come back. And why? It's because he is interested to understand the stats of crime that was apparently presented by this delegation on farm murders. In Minister Mchulu's opinion, is in direct conflict with the police stats issued by his ministry very recently. But I watched him in the press conference, Chris. Hy lak 'n bietjie lippe. There's a little bit of a facial expression from Mchunu that this is not just about a discrepancy, but this is about, I'm waiting for you. So there's the possible first strike on the opinion of government that AfriForum and their conclave have absolutely nothing to do in the United States, that this should be done by the official channel. Chris, if you're an Afrikaner, if you're a person of the Boere nation. I am, as you know, ek is 'n Afrikaner. I think Dr. Corneille Mulder, in a discussion, put it the best. He said, as long as this country is a democracy, as long as this country has freedom of expression and association, how do you stop certain segments from going where they want to be democratically to express their position? Our only problem is, this is not going away. This is every single day. It's blowing up matters on both sides, and I don't think the government knows at this moment what to do. So, Chris, exciting to see their return, but exciting to see what happens on their return. And I think we need to look at that very closely, because that is definitely not going to stop, in my opinion.
Another minister, you know, who's very upset with the behavior of this delegation is one in the presidency, herself subject to allegations. But there has been quite a silence on ministers facing allegations.
No, because I sometimes think that these ministers that are going through allegations, and there are more than 20, 30 of them, they actually beg that people like AfriForum go run around the world and cause mayhem. Of course, as long as they are the target, as long as they are the story, they not the story. But I wanted to say, Chris, that this program will never stop on a monthly basis to go back and to say that accountability of the executive, and in specifically people in cabinet, we will not let them go. Ons gaat hulle nie los nie. Ons is soos 'n pitbull op 'n skyfie van 'n ou se agterbeen. We are not going to stop saying that that exact minister in the presidency, who is charged, by the way, to be in head of intelligence within this country, is currently under investigation. But he's now one of the first people to get onto the massive soapbox and say they guilty, and she would like to see a photo of Kali Creel and Donald Trump as evidence. Well, madam, we would like to then, while he is taking that kiki, we would like to see your declaration of not guilty as well on record very soon. And Chris, that doesn't just go for her, but it also goes for the other ministers who were blatantly charged. One of them moved from one position of justice to another position because investigated for possible taking money from VBS. Also silent now. No problem. There is no investigation. So, Chris, we will go back continually to say to Cyril Ramaphosa, himself needs to still say, is he going to do the pala-pala clearance or is he not? And sit with him and say, it is easy for you to the pot calling the kettle black when both of you are currently still sitting under a massive cloud. And we as the BizNews show are not going to let you go.
Talking about people getting stuck in allegations and it never going any further down the justice system, we're looking at the retirement in January of the NPA boss. Not exactly with honors, Neil.
No. Chris, you know, I got an honorary certificate in law when I was sitting through the saddest and most tragic trial of Oscar Pistorius. Now, you will remember how we watched it. Now, maybe I'm showing age and era. Chris, did we not sit and watch Barry Roux and Harry Nell in that court case? And I remember while we were watching this absolute fight between two, which I must tell you, genius of legal minds going for it, we became lawyers. I remember us sitting around the table and going, Dolos Directos and Dolos Eventualis and De Facto and Prima Facie, and we became lawyers and everybody said, but there's no Primo Facie and the Dasli Dolos and Directos. I feel sometimes, Chris, that when you look at where we are in the prosecuting level of this country, that we have no Dolos Directos, that there is no Dolos Eventualis outcome, and that de facto, which means factually, it is culminating, Chris, into this new Latin two phrases called et nauseam and Afrikaans, totdat jy wil kots. So here we're sitting with et nausea of lists of people that should be in jail. And I'll start with a couple just to create et nausea for you this morning. Dat ek nou nie die arme enigste naar mense in hierdie land nie. Now here we go, Chris. Busasa. What did we do? We sat there listening to the Watsons, listening to the other gentleman that was in Busasa, delivering scathing evidence after evidence of people receiving meat, cars, cash, and they are in the ANC. And worst of it, Chris, some of them are currently in the top six of the ANC. And they've never been charged. Yet, day by day, the NPA sat there and were spoon-fed the actual evidence. So, Busasa. Then, tragically, Chris, Gavin Watson dies. And Busasa, the case, it dies. So that's one. The Zondo Commission, Chris. The Zondo Commission cost this country 1.3 billion rand. 3 years. A multitude of evidence. So much so het ons hulle gedruk that Sirilki popped up probably for the first time and took another oath and said that the ANC is accused number one. That state capture happened. He agreed. Where are they today? In Davos, France. Actually, nice to have you in Namibia. You know, in Namibia, there's a plant that grows from nothing. It's called the Valvicha Miserabilis. I think when he landed, the people thought it's one of those plants. So, you know, Cyril is under that scrutiny. And then Chris, they leak a voice note where Chris is Chris. He's always addressing people. Where this Cyril guy is sitting in a meeting and he actually says, Chris, that there is a absolute guiltiness of the ANC using state money to campaign for the ANC. He admits it on a voice note. No charges. So Busasa, nothing. Then we went to the weapons scandal. The Walking Dead. Now, if there's any way that I would like to ask Oom Pieter, Dr. Pieter Groenewald, we'll talk about him now. I would like to ask the Honorable Minister, do you think it's possible, Dr. Pieter, that we could do a little bit of a review on a single human being that has become a biological miracle and must be captured and put into a museum? Because we have a walking dead man here called Shabir Sheikh, who was told that he is imminently going to die. So therefore got medical parole after being let go in the Jacob Zuma trial. And Chris, apparently this man is even well enough to play golf. So what's he doing there? It was a lie. So I would like to see the revisiting of his parole conditions, Dr. Groenewald. And then, Chris, the Guptas. The National Prosecuting Authority seemingly has given up. And if it was a grouping of people that were just in and out the country and probably committed fraud once or twice, okay, we won't do the effort. No. Chris, this was a summary of warthogs that were encapsulated in one family that fritted our fruits of our treasury as if it's going to become a Kuna Matata tomorrow. They ate us to such a state that we didn't have even a banana left to peel. So now, Chris, where are they? Where are they? Well, they're not in custody and they're not in the Republic. So we are knowing that they were hobnobbing around India and then sparking around probably in wetsuits in Dubai, but we couldn't get them extradited. Another failure. So I'm sorry, when I look at the NPA and I look at Shamila Batoi and I look at her history, her opening statement when she was appointed by the president was, this is like being thrown into shark-infested waters. Well, let me quickly tell you, there's a saying that goes, when a mongoose falls into a pit of cobras, the only wish you've got is that the mongoose remains a mongoose. So, coming to the end of her tenure, Chris, I must sit back and go, very, very poor success rate. And I hope that with this new attitude of a GNU, that one of the real showcases they will do is when they appoint a new leader of the NPA, that this person truly will be blinding justice, standing with a sword, and the scales that will tip in favor of the people of this country to be defended with these walking hyenas that are still around here, and some of them disgustingly still being leadership.
Talking about Minister Groenewald and him no longer being leader of the Freedom Front Plus, let's go to party politics, Neil. How do you see the future of the FF Plus now with Corneille Mulder leading the party?
Chris, I must tell you, I was for a short while of my life part of sport, and specifically SA Rugby. And there was always a golden rule that says a great rugby player, but probably, Chris, in any form of humanity, there's a time to come and there's a time to go. And some people get it right. You know, they leave at the crescendo, they leave at the top, they don't come back. And then they create that instant legacy of, this is who I was. But then, Chris, you get people that don't go. They just don't want to go. Like, for example, President Museveni in Uganda, who has been the president for probably since Queen Victoria. I don't think it's him. I think it's a puppet. Mamura is no longer. They just don't want to go. And that is when you tarnish your name. And I think Pieter Groenewald has taken the right decision. In his explanation, he said, number one, I would like to focus on being the minister, because he has been asked, Chris, to stay on by the president, because it's the president's prerogative. And apparently, Cyril asked him to stay on. And secondly, he has parted and given on the baton to the new generation. So if you look at the new chairman and to the people that have taken up, they're all under 50 years old. So this is a good thing that he said he needs to. And he said 2026, the battle for a municipal election takes much more energy than a national election. So kudos to Dr. Pieter Groenewald. We tip our hat. I think he has a lot to value still and bring value still to that ministry, Shabir. And I like him. I've always liked him. He is, I told you, like an uncle of mine that I knew. Straightforward. There's no black, there's no white, there's no gray in circles, there's straight up answers. So yeah, good move. And then Corneille Mulder. Wished him well. I think we interviewed him this week, Chris. You have had many discussions with him. Different kind of leadership, different style of leadership, will always refer to that gentleman as a statesman, because he always, in my impression, well, that's my opinion, has never stepped out of line in the sense of being a gentleman. He's a statesman, a very astute politician, make no mistake. And Chris, if I'm not wrong, now the longest serving member of parliament in the history of South Africa, 3 decades and more. I think, though, the Freedom Front Plus their nuance, their policies, their attitude, their future will turn into a slightly different direction. I think under Dr. Mulder, he has always been a person that understands self-rule. He is a huge supporter of the Cape independence theory. He believes in that. He has always blatantly supported it, and that has caused at times rifts between the leadership. We also know that he doesn't take well to being dictated to on certain principles, and that's why, as the Cape leader then of the Freedom Front Plus, we had a lot of ruffling between him and the DA. And I know that very well between him and the leadership, that he will not be dictated to, and that he is a man that stands on his principles. And if he doesn't get it, you know, the other Corneille, the one that you don't frequently see, pops up. And I've seen that Corneille as well. It's quite frightening when he becomes that very, very straightforward man. So yeah, a new era for the Freedom Front Plus. And I think, Chris, they need stabilizing. They need a new path. And undisputedly, there was no other one standing. So he is unopposed. And let's see where they go forward.
Still on party politics, I had a very interesting interview last week with former President Jacob Zuma's private secretary, Mr. Isaac Lashona. And subsequently to that interview, he asked to speak to you, Neil. We haven't had a chance to talk about that. What transpired?
Well, firstly, double shot of coffee and nearly killing myself from throttling when I saw the number. Secondly, I really thought to say, thank you. I would love to come to Parliament under MK Marcus a bikkie besig met Chris. So things going through your mind when you see Private Secretary Jay-Z, Isaac. And I think I called you and I said, this man is not letting me go. What is this? You know, and is this a setup? Because Jay-Z wants to repent. So I said to myself, and Kandla's a bikkie fair. And well, Chris, I took the call, and 1.5 hours with this man. And what came out of it? But Chris, may I say, the fact that he had the trust to call us. Well, firstly, you, and then tell you what's going on the inner circle. But then taking it a step further, to wanting to talk to me from a MK historic non-Mandela perspective, I gave him credit for that. I thought, wow. And this is the show, Chris. This has become now an attraction to the show, that people that want to expose, that people that want to talk, that want, they do. And that is honorable and humbling from my side. Chris, there's trouble. There's trouble in that side, there's trouble in that party. And it's not just the normal MK, Stuart, jou uit, bring jou in, gooi jou uit, snoer jou daar. No, it's not. This is what I look like in saying a cleanup. Like we had the night of the generals, the purging of people. And it seems like, Chris, there are two sides purging at the same time. There's the Floyd Shivambu side, who is purging people and trying to get rid of their enemies. And then there is Dudizile, Jacob's daughter, who is purging and trying to remove. And unfortunately, it seems that Isaac, who has been for 2 years the private secretary to Jacob Zuma, is purged now as well. So what you now have is a clear understanding that this monstrosity of an entity that was created to be this draconian dark side waiting to take over on nationalism and socialism and communism, that they can find and get a print t-shirt sponsor, that this is actually now coming into the nitty-gritty of inner DNA fight. And Isaac declared that they're going to collapse. Now, sure, a person also has to look at from whom it comes. You know, if someone is scorned, if someone is hurt, they will add to a lot of substance. But I got the feeling at this moment that this is to the deepest heart side in MK. And if there was ever a 3 to 5 to 6 month survival kit that had to be pulled out, this will be it. And there is a scenario where he says that a huge part of MK will break away. And then, Chris, where do they go? Who do they go to? They've gone through the wheels. The reason they are at MK level is because they left the ANC. Many left the EFF, in other words, the so-called RET faction. So interesting time. He has asked for a double up of a coffee. I found him a very intellectual man. I found him an informed man. And there were a lot of things that we spoke about from the days of the struggle, which he knew about, which I knew about, and a meeting of minds at the end of the day to agree that no matter the party position you are in this country, that the real end goal was unification and reconciliation. And it's weird, Chris, that the people that were revolutionary, people like Isaac, are the moderates now. And we are the calm moderates in the middle. And looking at these fascist sides of the right and the left and going, really, this is not what we want. So yeah, I think MK has got to now finally face the kaster olie, drink hulle lewens essence, and get ready for a rough ride.
Meanwhile, the nation is on tender hooks for a revised budget next week. Neil, what have you heard?
Hi, Chris. You know, we are truly scraping this barrel. You know, because in my days, we had the times of ping pong. I don't know if you remember the game that you used to go and there were two. There was Pac-Man and there was ping pong. You know, the thing you press and then the ball comes down and clink, 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 clink. That's the Minister of Finance, Aishi Baliki. And everything he's trying is ping-ponging, and unfortunately, the bloody thing tilted. So now, it used to tilt. Now, where does he go first? Well, he goes to raise VAT. But by doing that, he tried to tap money from the poor. Put it there. Klar, you can now paint this zebra what color you want. It's coming back black and white. So, I'm telling you, he tried to suck his deficit money from the poor. And to such a point that his own people said, hey, don't do that. That's suicide. So, VAT, no, we are not going there. Chris, then he decides he's going to go directly to the opposite side, wealth tax. He's now going to tax the people who are currently in his scenario wealthy, who are, by the way, the biggest earners, who are, by the way, probably the biggest company owners, who are the biggest investors. He's now going to chow them and then take that money from them. This obviously also gets a pushback because not all of the people that are chowable are in the conclave of white minority capital, because he'll have to start with Pala Pala himself first, and then Uncle Patrice Mutsepe and Tokyo Sekwale and all the other stalwarts. So that wouldn't rise well with them own, because remember, they don't do on themselves, which they want to have done on others. So wealth tax, Chris, becomes a ooh. And now where do they go? Well, now it's rumored the state pension fund looks lucrative and attractive. Chris, I now understand that the state pension funds, which you know are worth billions in this country, are now looking very attractable to Enoch. Well, I think anything that whapper's cash, even if it was a 10-rand note on a broken cactus of a tequila plant in Mexico, would look attractive to Enoch Kongwana, because he needs money. So at this current moment, he's like a ping pong ball. He's hitting the wealth. He wants to do VAT. He's now, ooh, look, pension fund. And that is where we are at the barrel and at the scraping of the bottom. You know, when you do lekker krummel pap, Chris, at the bottom, there's normally a piece that's burnt. Daar moer julle mekaar, because that's the most scrumptious. And he's there now. I cracked say poppy. So I don't know. What we do know, the 12th is coming. It is inevitable. He is having to do it, because if he fails again, yeah, then we are all going to Robben Island, claim it as a holiday resort and pick coconuts, because then it's gone. Then there's no more fiscus. So he has to come up with an idea. Borrowing money, taking money is not seemingly the plan. But I'll leave you with this question, Chris. What happened to our money? Where's our money? Because every day we hear of another 80 million, another 60 million, another 100 million of overexpenditure, wasteful and fruitless loss, theft and looting by the billion a week. And that's concerning, Chris, that we are sitting with a minister who is walking around like Alice in Wonderland, click, click, who just wants to leave, knowing that this briefcase that he carries into Parliament that is supposed to carry the bloody budget is in actual fact a pumpkin ready to explode at 12. So I am telling you, we are in trouble, because that money that is stolen, that money that was looted, could actually cover the deficit if he really tried to. But it doesn't seem that he wants to cut on himself. He doesn't want to cut the 4 billion for blue lights and VIP protection. He doesn't want to cut the housing subsidies. He doesn't want to cut the salaries of ministers. He doesn't want to shrink the state. And that proves, Chris, that if you take this man, Enoch Kongwana, with his hat, which probably cost 23,000 rand, and you put him in a ShopRite attending queue to look after the people just selling Oros, he'll bankrupt that as well. So this man has got no business acumen. Yeah, I am now insulting him. Cry for you. Because this is what South Africans are thinking. You are stealing, looting, losing, leaking, and you are refusing to cut your own. Chris, when you have a business and you are currently spending more than what you get, the first thing the CFO does is he calls the board and he says, we have to do cost-cutting measures. Wow, what an initiative, Enoch. Cost-cutting measures. And cost-cutting measures is clear. Stop the members of parliament from getting lunch, breakfast, and supper. Cut it. 400 people, they can go get their own chow and bring their own wheat bix. There's 100 million. No more flights. If you want to fly, you have to have that amount or the rest. Hello, you do on Zoom. Cut them. So cut, but you have to have nuts to cut. And as I understand, that is a painful scenario. So, Chris, I wouldn't know. I'm not a cat. But I'm telling you right now, if we don't start cutting the nuts in this country, we are going to have a terrible trifle, because you need good nuts for trifle. So all the best for the 12th. We are going to watch. We are going to sit with anticipation, but we are waiting for a miracle.
Thank you. That was Neil de Beer, President of the United Independent Movement, on another Sunday show with BizNews, and I'm Chris Stane.